This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw that Timothy grew in his walk with God by experiencing the highs and lows of traveling with Paul and Silas. I'm sure his questions were discussed as they went from place to place. Seeing God take what seemed to be a setback and turn it around into an advance stimulated his faith. Soon he was having the opportunity to be a part of the action, first no doubt sharing his testimony, and then gradually sharing what he knew of the Scriptures alongside of Paul and Silas. Churches were planted, but often at the cost of persecution. This raised questions in the young churches. They needed encouragement and strengthening, but who to do it? Paul pushed on to new towns and cities. Then, pressed with all the demands, he assigned young Timothy to go back to the young church in Thessalonica and see how they are doing and help them grow in their faith. Such daunting challenges stretched young Timothy. He needed encouragement himself at times because he tended to be timid and didn't naturally push himself forward. But press on he did, and as a result, his gifts and calling were confirmed. Gradually, he became strong enough to stand with his teammates and minister with confidence. He exhibited a genuineness that disarmed people. They trusted him. Paul even trusted him with money to be delivered to others. He dictated to him some of his letters and had him deliver them to the churches, no doubt needing to explain Paul's meaning at times. His authenticity translated into authority as he pastored the church at Ephesus for a time. What a man he became, all under the guidance and direction of Paul, his spiritual father.